What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Chuckies. Back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, September 20th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
I feel like all is right with the world. I watched a bad Thursday night football game last night. It's fall. Everything is aligning.
Running the three-man show with EB.
It looked like it was a bad game.
Believe heading to Syracuse to follow Cornell volleyball.
Very good.
So we're running the three-man show. He'll be back on Monday when the Commanders take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. We'll be talking a lot of football on the show today. It is a Football Friday. We'll get into the top matchups of the week. But we got to lead off with baseball.
Yeah, we do.
Baseball cakes, you're probably aware.
I am.
Shohei Ohtani's a good player.
I was aware of that before yesterday. I knew he was actually a really good
player. He's decent.
To yesterday. He's actually he's probably a top 10 baseball player of all time.
Yes.
Well, he's putting it together.
I mean, that's not hyperbole.
He's on that
hyperbole
path.
At this point.
I mean, if he's won, it's going to be his third straight MVP, so you'd think he's probably got another three or four. He might win seven or eight MVPs.
Right. He's actually going to make the playoffs this year.
He might be the best player of all time, if you think about it. The fact that he's a flamethrower pitcher when he's healthy.
Do argue that, yes.
He was on the precipice of 50-50 for the first time in Major League Baseball history last night. But we thought it might take the rest of the season to get to 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. He had a different idea last night. Here is the first home run from Shohei Ohtani last night.
The 0-1 pitch. Ohtani sends one in the air. Deep right field. He's in a world of his own. In 135 years of Dodger baseball, Shohei Ohtani, his 49 home runs, matching Sean Green for the most in a single season. And he's one shy of the first 50-50 campaign in baseball history.
So he hits 49 last night.
No one goes to Marlins games.
Right.
That place was packed. The Marlins Stadium was packed.
They're loving that.
And I think that was the
Marlins owner wished he played there 50 times a year.
Right.
I think that was the opposite field home run, but then he hits one like to the moon.
50 was opposite.
No, the next one was the opposite field.
Okay, 50. Okay, 50, I'm flipping them.
Yeah.
But here's number 50.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Season. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
Made it look so easy.
Please tell me that Drab's pal Zach Hampel didn't catch the 50th home run ball from Shohei Ohtani.
No, but there was a dog pile, and then there were some people standing there that were kind of oblivious. Rovell said that ball's worth seven figures.
Right.
Hmm.
I'm killing people for that ball. And there's some people like kind of watching it and drinking it.
Yeah, right. You're going in the mosh pit for that one.
You're breaking bones. You're doing it all for that ball. I don't care.
Yeah, I would agree.
And that guy's keeping the ball.
There's one guy. It hits the railing in front of him.
Yeah.
There's a guy in like a teal shirt. He goes, I barely reach out for this ball. Oh, I'm not really going to try for it. What?
If that was in another, huge market stadium, if that was in Yankee Stadium or Fenway or Chicago, whatever, Wrigley, it would have been a mosh pit.
Well, everyone there was Dodger fans. That's why it's so loud.
I know, but I'm just talking about people going after the ball.
It was kind of hitting a weird set. It was like looked like a mini club area or something,
right?
A lounge area.
Yeah.
Bunch of rich people not paying attention.
So that was 50. That was the 50th.
And he had already had the steal to get 50 stolen bases earlier in the game. He went 6-for-6 in the game with 10 RBI.
That's ridiculous.
That's maybe the best fantasy line ever.
And if you saw the reaction amongst some of the great athletes, like LeBron James calling him the GOAT,
right,
and Patrick Mahomes chiming in, like, this thing was huge. And here is the final home run, which maybe is the one that went to, like, the third base.
This is not real life. He is not human. I can't even keep up with what the final line is.
By the way, going back to the 50th home run, the biggest dummy in that video, Drab, isn't the guy in the teal shirt that makes the weak attempt. It's the guy in the front who's filming the ball, and he's tracking it as it comes over the fence. And he probably has the best line on it, but he
just wanted to get it on
video.
He'd
rather video the dog pile than go for the million-dollar home run ball. I don't know what that guy was thinking. That guy's actually crazy.
Yeah, just so he can post it
just
somewhere.
Just so he can post it on TikTok or on Instagram.
TikTok.
That's what I call it.
By the way, TikTok's greater than TikTok. In my world.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a Tic Tac in years.
So, delicious, JP. They help freshen up your breath.
So his final box score number, 6-for-6, 4 runs scored, 10 RBIs, 3 bombs, and I believe 2 stolen bases. Is that a good fantasy number?
I think that's a pretty damn good fantasy number.
Whoever
yes.
had him in fantasy last night.
Yeah.
Whether it was DFS or if you're just in a season-long fantasy, you killed it.
You're printing all the money.
You killed it.
Good for you.
He's an incredible, incredible player. And
yep, fun to watch.
Like you said, to have that sort of crowd reaction on the road in Florida where nobody goes.
Right. Place usually looks like a mausoleum.
If the Dodgers aren't there, there's 100 people there.
Right.
Trying to see their average attendance this season. The A's are the worst.
I'm going to say the Marlins.
So the A's are dead last.
Okay, give me their number so I can
take a guess how many people. And this is... You know that this isn't a real number.
Right,
this
right.
is I'll say not that, what you're actually seeing at the gate, but what they have supposedly as their season-long average of paid attendance.
I'll say the A's are drawing, they're at least saying 9,500 per game.
You're all over it. 9,843.
Okay. The Marlins can't be much better. I'd say 12-2.
Pretty close. 13,110.
Yeah.
And I would question that.
Right. You would seriously question it.
Yeah.
That's just people who have season ticket plans.
Yeah, because
no never
ways,
go.
Because I can't imagine there's 13,000 people on average for home games. When you watch highlights, it looks like there's 500 people there.
I know there's some rooting interest in this room and around the city locally, but can we please cross your fingers get Yankees Dodgers in the World Series, Judge and Ohtani?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be awesome?
And we can stop hearing about these dummies that say baseball isn't exciting, baseball's dying. You can't watch those clips of Ohtani last night.
I never said that.
You can't watch those clips of Ohtani last night and listen to Joe Davis and tell me that doesn't give you a couple goosebumps.
It's definitely electric. You can tell that there's a different vibe in the stadium.
Like, by the way, the listed attendance
a huge accomplishment.
Was only 15,000.
Looked like
for
a lot.
Last
well,
night's game.
Well, but that's the thing. When you watch a regular Marlins game or highlights of it, the 15,000 looks like it's sold out.
Right. It looks packed.
Yeah. So you'd say, oh my gosh, that place is packed. Because usually, like I said, there's a few people here, a few people there, just scattered about.
Oh, he's an absolute phenomenon. Another person who's an absolute phenomenon is Caitlin Clark.
Ah, that's so right. You went to
went
the game,
to the
last,
game
night.
Last night. They set the record. It was the all-time WNBA attendance record.
You know what? You puffed your chest out about that, JP. You were part of that crowd. Record-setting
crowd. You had 15,000 in Miami. You had 21,000 last night for the Caitlin Clark game.
Yeah.
And I knew it right when we got off the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel the electricity. We take the Metro, smooth ride, and then we're about to walk in the normal gate. And I was like, we can't just jump in here.
Right.
There was a line that was probably 100 yards long. Now, it moved pretty fast, but I've never seen anything like that. I've gone to countless Wizards games and Caps games, and it's all because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Your tweet was kind of weird from the game.
Why was it weird?
Well, you tweeted last night. You tweeted, "This is embarrassing. Packed house at Capital One Arena with the Mystics fighting for a playoff berth, spelled B-I-R-T-H, and the entire crowd is pulling for Caitlin Clark and Indiana, who are currently up 27. Then again, I guess I'm contributing as Isabella wore her new Caitlin Clark shirt."
Tell me what's weird
about
that.
What was embarrassing about
that?
Well,
it's just... I don't know.
It didn't make any sense. The tweet doesn't make any sense.
You're part of the crowd. The
only
crowd
reason you're going
that's embarrassing, apparently.
Right. I know, but I'm not cheering for every Indiana Fever basket.
Right.
What you don't understand is every basket that was made, not by Caitlin Clark. She only scored 8 points. They were up 20-2 at one point.
Right.
Mystics won the game. But if the Mystics win the game and Phoenix loses, they make the playoffs.
Right.
It's essentially a playoff game for Washington.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And my daughter wore a Caitlin Clark jersey.
And they were rooting
for Caitlin Clark. She's a 7-year-old girl who knows one player. One really probably only knows one female athlete on the planet. Couldn't name another female athlete on the planet, probably. Maybe a gymnast because she watched the Olympics.
Yeah, but Cakes' point is you're part of that.
you were rooting
for the Mystics.
No, but I didn't cheer. You don't understand how loud it was.
Okay, but Cakes, the only reason you were there is because of Caitlin Clark.
Correct.
So you are part of it.
But I'm talking about the cheers. It was unbelievable. 16-2 and name another person on the Indiana Fever. Is her last name Boston?
Right. Are you serious?
Boston, I think, is her name.
Okay.
She put in a 2-point. I know who she is.
Right. She put in a little layup, and the crowd's like, "Rah!" I was not part of that.
Maybe there was a bunch of Fever fans. Maybe they came in from Indianapolis.
Oh, it was crazy.
Maybe it was embarrassing that they were everyone was rooting for the Fever, but you're part of the embarrassment because you were there for one reason.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. But you didn't put that in your tweet. You should have put that in your tweet. You should have said, "I'm part of it." Yeah, because
I did, if he read the last sentence.
All right. Okay.
What was the last sentence I wrote?
I'm already down to something else.
It was just funny. You're shaming people while you're doing the same thing. It was just a weird tweet.
I'm not cheering, though, like that. That was what was unbelievable to me. That, okay, root for Caitlin Clark. I even was telling Isabella. Now, she's 7. I was like, okay, it's cool. Caitlin Clark, you can cheer for her, but you should be cheering for the other team.
How can you cheer for one person on the other team and also cheer for your team? So when Caitlin Clark had the ball,
you wanted her to have a big game, but they lose.
Okay, but you were, individually, be honest, you were rooting for Caitlin Clark to drop bombs.
Individually? I didn't really care. I just wanted to expose my daughter to the game.
Oh, okay. Did they pull her in the second half? Did she play at all in the second half?
They didn't play her in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, okay.
They fell behind, like... Props to the Mystics. They were down 20-2. And then by halftime, they had a lead. And then they had a pretty good lead. Maybe it was up to 12 to 15 points by the start of the fourth quarter. And then it ended up being a 1-point game. I didn't even check, though. Did Phoenix win?
No, the Dream won, I think. So did the Dream play Phoenix?
I'd have to pull up the WNBA page.
So are the Mystics in the playoffs?
No. Mystics are out of the playoffs because they needed Atlanta to lose to New York. Atlanta beat the Liberty, and so that got them into the playoffs.
Hey, but
here's what I know. Ted is counting his money. He's just counting his money from the 20,000 plus that were in his building last night to see Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, if you took away Caitlin Clark from their average attendance, first of all, they don't play at Capital One.
Right.
They play at a much, much smaller venue, which is not sold out.
They play the Entertainment and Sports Arena. We've been there. It's a very nice venue, but it's one-fifth the size.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I went to NCAA tournament game there.
Right.
Or not NCAA tournament game, it's conference
and
tournament.
And I think that's the proper venue for most of their games, because you'd rather have a packed house of 4,000, 4,500 that looks better and is more raucous for the team than to have that crowd in a 20,000 seat arena when Caitlin Clark isn't in town. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense.
Somebody tweeted this, and it's so true. She's Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods turned the sport of golf around.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a successful sport, but he completely lifted up the popularity of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I think I tweeted this out. This was from Front Office Sports yesterday, that last year, the WNBA games averaged 454,000 viewers. Mm-hmm. This year, they averaged 1.2 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that is more than 100% increase.
Yeah.
Yeah, she I said this before she played 1 second in the WNBA. Her agent should have gotten her some sort of equity in the league for the effect that she's having.
And she's just going to get better and better and better. It's just it's incredible that she was able to do that for that league.
So Shohei Ohtani,
what time did
Caitlin Clark, they're special. I get home about 9:55.
All right.
You got to remember WNBA games, it's only 10-minute quarters.
Okay, yeah.
So they go by fast. So the game was over at 9, took the Metro, got back. Yeah, 9:55.
Cakes wanted to go. He texted me, said, I'm thinking about going. Can you call the Mystics and get me some tickets?
Right. But yeah, he couldn't go because he was probably watching UFC or baseball.
Yeah, so I was too riveted to Shohei and his exploits in Miami last night.
Yeah.
No, look, I would never go to a WNBA game. I had never been to a WNBA game, but she's a phenomenon, and I'm a girl dad.
Yeah.
So you want to expose your kids to sports. And that was kind of cool. I need to thank Chris, who hooked me with the seats in his suite.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. First of all, we've had different suite experiences. I don't need to call out the company.
No.
But we've been to suites where there's not even a water bottle.
Right. Where the fridge is actually locked.
This fridge was packed with beer, with wine, with soda, with water.
Perfect.
The food set up, there was burgers, hot dogs.
Excellent.
Chicken tenders, which made my son happy.
Who doesn't want some tendies at a game?
Cookies. And it was right in the middle of the court. It was a perfect spot.
Good setup.
PNC Bank Suite.
Ooh, nice.
So it was perfect.
Getting bank suite access.
Well, I'm glad you went.
Very good.
So Mystics missed the playoffs, but they have 2 lottery picks. But I think as Jason pointed out,
yes.
Or maybe it was Eric who pointed out, when you only have 12 teams, aren't they all lottery picks?
I would think so.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what they consider lottery picks in the WNBA. Top 6? I have no idea. Top 8?
Couldn't tell you.
Let's see. So in terms of the standings, yeah, the Mystics are out. The Dream winning last night got into the Dream or the 8 seed.
Got you. For some reason, I thought it was Phoenix.
Well, Phoenix got pummeled last night. Phoenix lost to
Seattle.
Did
they make the playoffs?
Phoenix did. They're the 7 seed.
Got you.
There you go. But they were already in.
Yeah. And like I said, Caitlin Clark didn't play in the fourth quarter because I think they were just resting her.
Game didn't mean anything.
But when she has the ball, she is a true maestro. Like, she reminds me a little bit of Steve Nash offensively. She makes some incredible passes.
Mm-hmm.
And just the attention that she commands, it was worth going to see. So, weird tweet or not?
Yes.
I didn't think it was that weird.
You know what, JP? You're a record setter. You helped set a record last night.
I did.
You were part of that crowd experience.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio and text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. It is a Football Friday. We'll get into week 3 of the NFL. But next, we'll open up the Junkies sports page, filling in on Thursday Night Football and more here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to hook up the listeners right now. Caller number 10. We're going to hook up with 2 tickets to Caps 50 Fest. You can join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary on Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest. They're going to have over 50 alumni in attendance. The Caps' current roster, photo ops, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Mm-hmm. Tickets are only $19.74. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Speaking of Capital One Arena, I was there last night, and I did get my tickets through a listener named Chris, but got to give a thank you to Jim Van Stone, who's super nice. He came by and swung by because he has 2 kids, one that's already graduated from Syracuse, and another who's at Syracuse, and my son's going for a visit next week to Syracuse and looking at it. And Jim came over and just kind of filled him in.
Ah, good.
So it was very nice of him to swing by. And I learned a little nugget. You know, Cakes goes to a lot of Caps games. Mm-hmm. I lean on JVS for concert tickets.
Yeah.
I think Valdez is sneaking up the leaderboard for hitting up JVS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who is Anna Gabriel?
Latina, I had never heard of her. Artist. Going with a bunch of friends tonight.
See, I think Valdez.
She's our artist
tomorrow, like, or not tomorrow? Sorry, next week.
He used to be kind of sheepish about asking for tickets, and used to use us as like a proxy
to get tickets,
which is fine. But I think
you got to take advantage of
now. He's spreading his wings a little bit, and now he's bold enough to do it on his own.
I think JVS was confused because he goes, "Am I going to see you tomorrow at the concert?" I was like. Like, I don't think so. I am going to see Jelly Roll on Saturday.
This is Matt Valdez.
He goes, that was Valdez.
Yeah, you got to keep him straight.
Now, hold on. Who are you going to see?
Ana Gabriel.
Ana Gabriel. What kind of music is it?
Just Latina pop.
Can you give us a sampling?
I can find something.
Give us a quick sample.
All right, man, are you becoming Mr. Latina? You just went to Bad Bunny, too, right?
Well, my best friend's wife is from Costa Rica. Oh, we all go together.
She loves it.
Costa Rica. Nice. Good spot. Want to go back.
So is that so? That's tomorrow. You said,
I think it's next Friday.
Oh, next week.
I think
next
JVS week. Was confused.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, there's so many concerts on the billing that we asked for.
Oh, wait a second. Nah, I think it might be tonight, dude.
You better check your calendar.
I think it's tonight.
You better double check.
Check
my
the
friend.
Schedule.
Hey, all right, well, good thing I'm free. Think it's not tonight. I'm pretty sure it's tonight.
I thought it was next week.
All right, tonight.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was next week.
Now you have plans for tonight.
Nice. Unless she's back next Friday. It says Ana Gabriel, September 20th, Capital One Arena.
By my math, that is tonight.
Yeah.
Speaking of September 20th, quick shout out to Kelsey, who turns 24 today.
Ah, very good. Happy birthday.
So she's thriving in LA. Proud
of her. Happy birthday to her.
Happy 24th birthday. Time flies.
Speaking of tickets and thanking people, I want to thank a couple of guys, my buddies, Wynn Sheridan and Paul Lombardi. Wynn got me some extra tickets to the Hokies game tomorrow against Rutgers. I needed some extras.
Good.
And he's got really good seats because he's a donor. Hello, he's a donor. Yeah. He's a Hokie donor.
Deep-pocketed donor.
So is Paul Lombardi. And Paul Lombardi got me a parking pass in lot one.
Very important. More important than tickets.
Lot one is the best lot to have.
Okay, so perfect.
I got to thank those guys for hooking me up because I didn't have a parking pass. And if I didn't park over there at Lane Stadium, I'd have to walk from my hotel.
Now, is it similar? It
would have been a long one.
Is it similar to the parking sitch at Maryland where you have to pull up and hope there aren't 8,000 Matt Valdez's, you know, throwing footballs and there's beer cans littered all over your parking spot.
Of course. But you get there early enough, you're all right. I usually get there pretty early.
Okay.
So for a 3:30 game, I'll get there. I'll park at 12.
That is nice and early.
And then just kind of bounce around from tailgate to tailgate.
You just meander.
Yeah, of course.
You're Blacksburg's guest.
Yeah. Is this your last year of doing that, though?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you're going to get him in his feels now.
I mean, unless my daughter say, hey, Dad, let's go to a Hokie game, which I doubt. Because my oldest daughter, who's been out of tech for now, you know, a couple springs.
Yeah.
She has no interest in going back to games.
Mm, okay.
She's like, I'm done with it.
Not a big thing for her.
So if my younger daughter, maybe she'll be different. She'll say, hey, let's go to a game.
Sure.
But it's not going to be three or four a year.
Yeah.
Like I am now.
It'll
that's
be
the way
like
it
a
is.
Are they sports fans?
Yeah, they are. Big baseball fans.
So they like going to Nats games.
They love Nats games. They love going to Caps games. Mm-hmm. They love, obviously, Hokie games. I wouldn't say they're big sports fans, but they're fans.
I feel like I did my job as a girl dad of Kelsey, and I think I mentioned this. For her birthday, she wanted one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it is?
Is it something Commanders related? I don't know.
Yes, she wanted me to pay for the NFL package so she could watch Commanders games.
Oh, okay.
That's thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good gift.
I like it. Makes it easy. It's just Venmo money.
Right, yeah.
Let's get into the sports page. It'll be a little abbreviated, but there was a Thursday night game last night.
Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I'm guessing a lot of people had the Jets in their survivor pools last night.
Probably a good pick. Solid pick for week three.
And they rolled the Pats 24-3. Not a good game offensively for New England. Start with Jacoby Brissett. He was 12 for 18. Didn't pass for 100 yards. A couple yards short.
98.
Yep. And he was sacked 5 times. Drake May made his NFL regular season debut. I didn't see it. I didn't see him play. I'm guessing it was the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I watched. He impressed me with his wheels.
4 for 8, 22 yards. Got sacked twice. He did run twice for 12 yards. His longest was an 11-yarder.
pocket presence, questionable right. in the one drive because he was sacked twice.
And I kind of knew it was a doomed night for the Patriots when Ramondre Stevenson left early because he got his finger caught up in a face mask of a Jets player. And then
6 carries for 23 yards.
He didn't come back in the game.
Yep.
So once he leaves,
it was just Gibby.
I mean, I love my man Gibby, yeah. But you know, he's not an every down back at this point, unless you know it's like an emergency. So yeah, it was just a rough night overall, offensively and defensively for the Patriots.
I can't believe
they couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers.
I can't believe that team beat the Bengals.
I can't believe it either.
I got home,
and there's only one reason they beat them. Because we took the Bengals.
Yes, that's correct.
I got home I wanted to catch up on what I had missed by being at the Mystics game. And I see that the Jets are up big and I click on the box score.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to team stats and I saw that the New England Patriots, before that last drive, had 6 first downs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't do anything offensively.
Like at one point in the first half, I think the Jets had the ball for like 17 plus minutes and the Patriots had it for like 2.5 minutes.
What was the thing I saw this morning where Saleh tried to hug Aaron Rodgers?
It was after the first touchdown pass.
Was that legitimate?
After the touchdown pass to Lazard, the first touchdown pass of the night, he approached Aaron Rodgers, tried to give him a hug, and Aaron Rodgers kind of
pushed him away.
He kind of just, he certainly didn't embrace him. And there were words back and forth.
So he was
there
pissed
were at least
off about
words
something.
From Rodgers to Saleh, and then he just continued down the sideline. It was a weird kind of terse interaction.
Well, I'm guessing Rodgers talked about it after the game.
They talked about it after the game. I think that more was made of it than it really was, is that Rodgers says that Saleh really emphasizes 2-score leads.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to get too crazy because I think they did not have a 2-score lead yet.
Well, that was the Saleh first touchdown, I believe. So
the very first touchdown.
Yeah.
So he was poo-pooing the celebration because Saleh's always talking about 2-score leads. Okay. He's like, chill.
Then it makes sense.
What I saw, though, a stat, and I put this up, follow us on Instagram at Sports Junkies Radio. I saw a stat that I thought was incredible. So he had a touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson later in the game.
Yep.
That was the 480th touchdown pass of his career.
Mm-hmm.
The very first to a first round pick.
I know. I saw that stat too. I couldn't believe it. It's shocking. It's a shocking stat.
Wow, that is incredible.
I mean, it's taking him this. He's 40.
Yeah.
It's either 40 or 41. I think he's 40.
40, I think. Yeah.
Takes until he's 40 to throw it to a first rounder.
Just tells you the Packers didn't emphasize. I mean, he had Devontae Adams. He had a great receiver.
He had really good receivers.
But he didn't ever have somebody that was a premier draft choice.
Yeah. Now, Braylon Allen, I was talking about him yesterday. He led the Jets in rushing. Now, he didn't get the touchdown. That was Breece Hall.
Mm-hmm.
If Breece Hall goes down at any point, Braylon Allen is going to be like a 15 to 17 carry type of guy.
Yeah, he'll be the guy.
And he looks good. He's like a stud.
And they run two back a lot.
Yeah, he's out there a lot.
Yeah, so Breece Hall had 16 carries, Braylon Allen had 11. Mm-hmm. But they both averaged, Allen averaged 5 yards a carry. Hall was about 3.5. Hall got the score. But combined, they were 27 carries for 109 yards.
Yep. Very effective 1-2 punch there in the backfield for the Jets.
And like you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers, he threw 2 touchdowns, 27 for 35, 281 yards. His leading receiver was Tyler Conklin, who caught 5 balls for 93. Lazard had a score. Garrett Wilson, 9 targets, but just 5 catches for 33 yards.
Rodgers falls short of 300, which I think is a streak of 29 or 30 games at this point.
Mm.
The Jets held the ball for 40 minutes and 4 seconds.
Yeah, it was just a beatdown.
I mean, you're just not going to win games when you have the ball for 1956 like the Patriots.
They had 27 first downs to New England's 11.
Yeah.
Total yardage was 400 to 139.
Do you think Drake May is the starting quarterback next week?
Probably not, because they're at the Niners. I don't think they want to throw him into that fire. So they'll probably let Jacoby Brissett take the bullets again for at least one more week. And then
maybe the Texans at home the following week.
If it's a beatdown against the Niners, maybe that's the gateway.
The Texans or maybe the Jags, because they've got 4 consecutive home games.
Right. It's probably during that 4-game home stretch, one of those games, you're going to see him, I would think.
Brissett so far in 3 games, has thrown for a total of 368 yards.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's pretty anemic.
Oftentimes, you'll see a quarterback do that in one game. In three games, he's given you 368 and one touchdown. He takes care of the ball. No picks.
But we knew this coming into the season, that they didn't have a lot of offensive weapons outside of Ramondre Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
Their wideout room is kind of just a weird collection of young, kind of misfit guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter Henry is like, he sees a lot of targets at tight end, but it's just not a lot there.
Right.
It's going to take time for them to rebuild their offensive.
I mean, you kind of have you certainly have a rebuild here. You got a major rebuild in
New England. It's a big one.
You know, so I would say Drake May probably starts in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think he's set up for success.
It won't be the Niner game, I don't
think. I saw, again, I didn't watch the first half of the game. I saw that RG3 was saying put Drake May in there, which ultimately he did because of the lack of offensive line and looking for somebody who could actually move a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed. I only finished with 12 yards, mm-hmm. but I was impressed by Drake May's wheels.
Oh,
he had
run.
A first down on a scramble to the left.
He'll be able to run.
He better be able to run because that offensive line looked a little leaky.
Yeah, look bad.
Against the Jets. Now, Jets have a pretty good defense, but that offensive line, now, to defend Jacoby Brissett a little bit, he was under duress throughout the game.
Yes.
Like, he would get the ball, he would turn around, there'd be a Jets dude right in his face.
Oh, Drake May got a taste of that in that last drive. He got into a first and goal situation with about 25 seconds left, so he actually moved them down the field, and he got crunched with about 15 seconds left, and his helmet was kind of off, and then they just didn't run another play.
Right, they're like, you know what, let's not get the prize pig killed in his first performance.
And the Jets can get after the quarterback. I mean, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised by that. Locally in college football, you've got the Terps hosting Villanova tomorrow. I believe that's a 12 o'clock kick.
I think you're right. I'll double check.
I think it's an early game. And then, as I mentioned, the Hokies host Rutgers. It's going to be a tough game. All right, they're laying about 3.5. Rutgers beat them last year by about 20 at Rutgers. Rutgers, well coached, really good back. Quarterback's just okay. He's a transfer from Minnesota, but they're just well coached, good defense. So Hokies need that one big time. And nationally, the college game day is in Norman for the Tennessee Oklahoma game. And I believe Brian Bosworth is going to be the celebrity guest picker.
Very nice.
I'm wondering if he's going to be in his cop outfit like he is on the Dr. Pepper commercial.
He's making so much money from Dr. Pepper. Yeah, good for him.
But
good for that dude.
No, big day in college football.
And Arch Manning apparently is going to start again. Now they're playing. They're playing Louisiana Monroe or something like that.
Yeah, they're going to eviscerate them.
Yes.
It's going to be ugly.
800-636-1067 is the number if you're going to chime in on a Football Friday on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock. Does feel weird when you don't have a Commanders game on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what to do with my Sunday. I mean, other than like just stare like a robot at all the 1 o'clock games. I mean,
that's probably what you're gonna do.
Yeah, doing that. I don't know what to do Sunday morning though. It's a good question.
How would it change? How is it any different? What is your typical Sunday morning?
Maybe
the Commanders are playing at 4:15 like they did last week, or they're playing a 1 o'clock game, what does your Sunday morning look like anyway?
I might do some tennis, might do some pickleball.
There
I don't know.
Yeah, go out to breakfast.
Ooh, breakfast.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds delicious. Maybe some brunch. Maybe I could do brunch on Sunday.
But you're
it's
right.
I mean, great
when they're not playing, you don't surround your day around watching the games.
Right.
I mean, you're still going to watch them.
Of course, I'm
fantasy
watch
implications.
Them. Of course, it's a no brainer. Got to scan for our touchdown parlay, which we'll do later.
But it is a little different. Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would be the first game of the doubleheader.
Oh, you wanted the
7:30 kick, not the 8:15 kick.
Yeah, I understand. I think everybody's with you on that.
Yeah, but it's not. They're playing and they're kicking it.
Instead, we get the Jags-Bills is your appetizer. And Commanders-Bengals, that's your main course. 8:15 kick.
Yeah, but if Jags lose, they're 0-3.
Right. And they're pretty much doomed.
It's not going to be easy.
My buddy asked me to play golf on Sunday. He's not an NFL fan.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. He's not an NFL fan? What is he a fan of?
He's from Italy.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's... He gets a pass. If you're from a foreign country, you get a pass.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here for a long enough time. He went to Purdue. That's where he got his PhD.
He hasn't quite assimilated.
He told me he went to one Purdue game while he was there.
Okay.
He's just not into it.
Yeah, it's not his thing.
But he asked me to play golf at 3:30. I was almost considering because the late slate of games, last week there were only three.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I can do that.
It's probably not a great idea.
Ravens, Cowboys, must watch.
Oh, you got Lions, Cardinals in that window. That's a really good game.
I got Kyler starting Niners, on my fantasy team.
I mean, you know what? You're telling your buddy, 3:30 just doesn't work for
me. Told him, try and find a 7 a.m.er.
Yeah.
7 a.m.er would be perfect.
I don't know. Maybe I have pitched going to the zoo with my wife at some point, like during an early fall day, and maybe this Sunday is that day.
Are you a zoo guy? There's a big story about the...
I kind of like the zoo.
You can go see the painted dogs.
The pygmy hippo. Have you heard about the pygmy hippo?
I don't quite understand the
Mudang?
I don't understand all of the viral sensation that Mudang is creating, but it's actually a thing. But the thing about the Chinese, air quote, pandas does make me slap my knee.
And it's pretty funny.
That the people who are running a zoo in China thought that they could paint dogs in a panda like color scheme and stick them in an enclosure and fool the people that were coming to the zoo.
I mean, you've got to be an idiot if you think that's an actual
pandas
panda
instead of dogs that are spray painted to look like pandas.
Cakes, what is the Washington Mystics mascot?
The Mystics mascot?
Yes.
Ooh, I know the Wizards. They have G-Wiz and is it G-Man? They've got two, like G-Man, like does the triple flips and dunks, and G-Wiz is the big blue dude. The Mystics. I was unaware that they had a mascot.
What is it?
Is it a panda? Oh, they have a panda. You know what? Good for them. They're leaning into.
Did you see that?
Pandas
in
D.C.
I guess.
I was unaware, but that. That
the panda can dance, by the way. When the dancers came out for one of the days, the panda went out there and was doing
panda,
all the moves.
Sure.
Shouldn't a zoo in China be able to get a hold of a couple pandas?
I would think, generally.
I mean, if it was a Russian zoo, I'm like, all
right,
okay.
Right, I mean, they're loaning pandas to us.
Why don't they just go down to the panda embassy or whatever they do there and grab a couple?
I mean, when the pandas leave here, unless I'm mistaken, they get flown straight back to China, correct?
Correct.
Now, I know that's an endangered species. It's not like you just go down, like you said, the panda embassy, which I find is funny, and just grab two or three and stick them into your zoo. I think it's tougher than that.
But now you're telling me they're painting dogs?
Chow chows.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. What's a chow chow?
Chow chow's like
a fluffy brown dog. It's got like the curled tail,
and it's got a big like brownish coat, brown tan coat. So they
but does it pass for a panda at all?
No,
like, couldn't
no.
they just find a regular bear?
No, of course it
I know
doesn't.
Panda's not a bear. No. Cakes likes JP, to say they, panda's not a bear.
The video, I may have been wrong on that. I have to go back and do some research. But when you see the video, they show what's clearly a dog masquerading as a panda coming out of like a cave.
And it's panting.
And it's panting.
I mean, you've got to be an idiot.
Say, well,
if
that's
you think
a dog.
You've got to be so stupid if you actually think that's a panda.
and like, if you're blind, that kind of looks like a baby panda. But here's a dead giveaway,
yes.
Cakes.
Yeah.
The dogs were barking.
Right, there you go.
pretty big giveaway, I would say. Yeah.
Still barking.
Yeah.
Dead giveaway.
By the way, Cakes has swore for years that pandas are not bears.
Yeah.
I just Googled it. Is a panda a bear? And the very first sentence says, in 1985, molecular studies indicate that giant panda is a true bear.
Okay. So I told you that that my research was very sketchy.
It was very dicey. Yeah.
I may have been getting it mixed up with koalas because people love to call them koala bears. And they're... Most likely
you're about
not
to
bears.
Say a koala is not a bear.
I don't know if Valdez is shaking his head. I consider Valdez an Australian wildlife expert. I side with him. Koala, a bear.
I think a koala is a marsupial.
Not a bear.
See, I got mixed up.
Google.
I don't know how I can get mixed up.
But I can't remember how many times you've said that on this show.
I've said it a lot.
You get angry when anybody says panda bear.
I've said it a lot, and I say it with a lot of conviction.
Yes.
Yeah, like I know what I'm talking about. But I do know that if I went to that zoo in China and a dog comes out and is dressed up like a panda, I'd spot it from a mile away.
I mean, it's
it's a force.
Yeah, you can see the way they're walking.
Hey, look at those pandas sniffing each other's butts.
These people are so dumb.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
So now my question is, what's in the big space in the National Zoo where the pandas used to be? Are they coming back? Thought I saw that they're coming back at some point.
I think they are. I'm not sure if they're back yet.
I don't think they're. I think it's just just empty.
How many giant pandas are there in the world?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. Drab seems to think there's a million. I know that's not the case.
A couple thousand, got to be, right? 2,000?
I think 1,864.
That's not a lot.
I'm all over it.
Yeah, you're all over
panda expert, Drab.
I didn't know you were so plugged into pandas. Good for you.
What was the panda's name?
Actually, there's a little bit more than that because this says there are 1,864 left in the wild. Another 600 live in captivity in China.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So China,
but
actually,
this zoo couldn't get some of the 600.
Couldn't get their hands on one.
It could be tough to come by.
Pandas bring crowds. They know it.
Hey, props for the creativity. Like, the zoo was probably having a meeting.
Yeah.
They had one of these, you know, like our old Friday meetings we would have. They're sitting around like, how can we get more people at the zoo? Can we get one of those pandas? We can't get. How about painting a dog?
Yeah, spray paint two dogs and people will think they're pandas. Man, that's brutal. Yeah, so maybe bring it all back. Maybe I go to the zoo and see some faux pandas on Sunday before the games kick at 1 o'clock.
There you go.
You'll be back by one.
Oh, yeah, because go early. Just do your lap around the zoo. Get in the car. Back for the 1 o'clock kicks. Not gonna miss 1 o'clock games to go look at a giraffe.
And then what does Amy do the rest of the day while you're transfixed to the television?
She's probably doing, like, schoolwork. I think that's what she's doing. It's at least what it looks like she's doing while I'm staring at the TV like a zombie.
So she doesn't get into the games and sit down and watch.
She'll watch Commanders games. But like if I'm watching Lions Cardinals,
she's not into
and rooting for Jahmyr Gibbs to rip off a 75-yarder, she actually couldn't care less.
Yeah.
It doesn't faze her one bit. Mm. She'd rather watch Gilmore Girls for the 90th time. Than watch NFL football.
Coming up next, we'll hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders here on the Junkies.